member for Lesser Slave Lake has a question to ask.
Mr. Speaker, Indigenous people, myself included, like to speak from the heart, usually, but I'm going to stick to the script on this one. It's hard to tell, but I'm pretty dark, but I'm still blushing from before. Mr. Speaker, our UCP government's committed to maintaining open lines of communication with Albertans to establish new provincial health agencies across this province. However, Albertans in rural areas like mine face unique challenges that often lead to inadequate care, leaving our people feeling ignored and justifiably angry. Mr. Speaker, a life in Northern Alberta is worth the same as anywhere else in this province. Could the Minister of Health please explain to this House what steps we've made in rural health care?
The Honourable the Minister of Health.
Speaker, Budget 2024 invests $164 million towards initiatives to attract, train, and retain physicians, especially in rural and underserved communities. Through Alberta's health workforce strategy, our government is working with the universities to increase the number of medical training seats to ensure that more than 100 additional Alberta-trained physicians will be ready to practice annually. And furthermore, the establishment of the Nurse Practitioner Primary Care Program has enabled nurse practitioners to open their own clinics and offer primary care services. This is great news for Alberta, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Member for Lesser Slave Lake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and through you to the Minister for that answer. Given that rural communities face serious challenges accessing healthcare services, including long wait times to see a doctor, even delivering babies has become a luxury in my hometown of Slave Lake. Chemo treatments, dialysis, there's lots of work to do. The people in Northern Alberta deserve better, and our government's taking real action. Can the same minister please explain what our government is doing to ensure the people of rural Alberta have access to a family doctor in a timely manner? Thank you.
The Honourable the Minister of Health.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'm happy to explain. Our government understands the important role that family and rural generalists, physicians have in our communities and in our families. In fact, a key aspect of our commitment to support the recruitment of physicians to rural areas includes developing that regional training centre in Lethbridge and in Grand Prairie, as evidence shows that students who learn in rural areas tend to practice in rural areas. So this is going to be great news, again, for our rural communities. We'll continue to work closely with the Alberta Medical Association, physicians, Alberta Health Services, and other health partners to develop solutions on building a stronger, more resilient health care system for all Albertans.
The Honourable Member for Lesser, Slave Lake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and through you to the Minister for that answer. Given the increasing demand from Northern Albertans for timely and effective health care and the importance of addressing the difficulty of attracting doctors and nurses to my riding of Lesser Slave Lake and Northern Alberta as a whole, and further given the growing challenge of not just attracting these workers to take up residency, but also to have them stay, raise their families, and help our small communities prosper, could the same minister please explain to this House what steps our government's taking to help recruit and retain health care workers who are currently in post-secondary education?
The Honourable Minister.
Mr. Speaker, and again to the member for the question. Post-secondary institutions are now offering nursing education programs in rural communities so that students can learn in the same community where they live. AHS has also developed a paid rural practicum program for final year nursing students and is hiring second and third year undergraduate nursing students as a pipeline to practice. And also, our government is working to attract more nurses from across Canada and internationally as AHS conducts targeted recruitment of internationally educated nurses into the workforce, especially in rural and remote areas of the province. We won't forget rural Alberta.